It's 88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels. Happy to welcome Frank Turner to the studio. Welcome.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
You've been working hard since 2004, 2005?
Yeah. I mean, as a solo artist, it was 2005, but I was in a hardcore punk band called Million Dead for 4 years before that, and we toured reasonably hard for our time.
No, Million Dead, I guess my thought on that would have been you might have been the millionth and one based on how you were touring back then. So, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's, and I mean, you know, there was other stuff before then. I mean, touring is my kind of favorite way of existing. So, and I mean, it's a funny, you know what? We've launched straight into the deep end of this interview. It's a funny thing for me that the word work and the word job, because on some levels, there's part of me that doesn't want to describe anything I do as work because I get to travel and play guitar for a living. And really, what's wrong with this picture? You know, like nothing. At the same time, you know, there are parts of my days and that are exhausting and trying and all the rest of it. And I guess in the end, you come back to the old B.B. King thing where he said, it's like you play for free and you get paid for all the rest of it. You know, and I think that's kind of a good way of looking
at it. B.B. was a wise man. He was a wise man. Well, the new album, Positive Songs for Negative People, I guess... the title of the new album would indicate a certain sense of perspective, I'm going to assume.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, the title itself came from, it was a late night drunk conversation with a friend. You know, you have one of those nights where you're running to the store to buy another bottle of wine.
Yeah.
And it seems like a brilliant idea until the following morning. But it's a very old friend of mine. And we weren't actually talking about the songs on this record because I hadn't written many of them at this point in time. We were discussing what I've been doing for the last decade. And at some point in the evening, that phrase slipped out of my mouth. And it just seemed like an apt summation of what I do. At the same time, it's important to note that it's not po-faced. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
There's a degree of tongue-in-cheek. I mean, I was doing some interviews in Germany recently about the new album.
Well, I go back, we were talking earlier about some 70s icons, and I immediately think Nick Lowe and the way he would
create. Well, that's a huge compliment. But yeah, I mean, I was in Germany, and like the interview was like, so you think that your fans are negative people? And I'm like, no, it's... Come on, man. Cut me a break here. I mean, God bless the Germans. They're lovely, but they do take things very literally. So, yeah, I mean, it just seems like it seemed like the right kind of vibe to go with where my head is at right now.
I got me a shovel, not digging a ditch, and I'm gonna fight for this 4 square feet of land like a mean old son of a bitch. I got me a future, I'm not stuck on the past. I got no new tricks, yeah, I'm a punk bricks, but me, I'm a machine and I was built to last. I'm trying to get better cause I haven't been my best. She took a plain black mug and started writing on my chest. She drew a line across the middle of my broken heart and said, come on now, let's fix this mess. We can get better, cause we're not dead yet. Spat back the sea. I took a battering, but I got thicker skin. The best people I know are looking out for me, so I'm taking a high road. My engine's running high and fine. May I always see the road rising up to meet me and my enemies defeated in the mirror behind. Trying to get better cause I haven't been my best. Work it out with your fingers. It's just a tune that got stuck in your head. You could work it out with your fingers. It's just some numbers tangled up in your sums. You could work it out with your fingers. It's just a simple braille missing from the person you miss. A reminder you could always be a little bit better. Yes.
Well, at the last record, Tape Deck Heart, which you did record in Burbank.
Yes.
So you got to feel Los Angeles to its fullest. Rich Costey worked with you on that one. Our good friend Butch Walker worked with you on the new one.
Yes, he did, yeah.
Now, there's a little story about when you got it in your head, and I imagine once something's in your head, it's hard to convince you otherwise.
Yes.
But when you got in your head that you were interested in Butch, I guess there were some people that only knew of the Butch that was the great, you know, producer, song doctor icon, and they didn't realize that he really is a rock authentic.
Yeah, well, I mean, and conversely, I was the very much the other way around. I owned a couple of Butch Walker records that I really loved. And I was doing that thing where because I was really struggling to find a producer who was on the same wavelength with me. I wanted to make quite a raw record. I mean, my idea was like a record with kind of like a pop heart, but raw edges, I guess, was how I wanted to look at it. I was listening to records, and I listened to The Spade, the record that Butch put out in 2011. And I was like, this is great. I wonder who produced this. And it said Butch Walker. And I said, oh, he self-produces. That's interesting. And I threw the name at the label, and they were like, Butch Walker? Really? Like, and I said, yeah, it sounds pretty cool.
And then you see his discography.
Yeah, they were
like,
they were like the guy who produces like Pink and Taylor Swift and stuff. And I was like, what? And then and there was this real moment of disconnect. The next part of the story is that the labels kind of went, well, I mean, you know, cool idea, but he's way out of your price league, the price range. There's no way that would work. And that kind of frustrated me. So I went on my personal Facebook and I wrote, who do I know who knows Butch Walker? Turns out I know tons of people who know him, and we move in not dissimilar circles as songwriters kind of thing. And I managed to get in touch with the guy, got his email address, and I dropped him a line and just said, you know, I'm in the situation. I feel like the label haven't kind of grasped quite what I'm trying to do here. And I've got this really, really strong idea of what it needs to be. And I don't think I can afford you and all this kind of thing. And he actually wrote back in 10 minutes and said, I love your stuff. I want to work with you. Don't worry about money. We'll make it work. And let's just get this in the diary. And from then on, just it was like, it was almost like this sort of wave of relief and a sense of release almost. You know, it was like, cool, we're good. We're on. The album's going to happen.
On the road, my friend, it's gonna keep you free and clean. When you wear your skin like iron, your breath's as hot as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but a favorite one, it seems. She began to cry when you said goodbye, sank into her dreams. Pancho was a bandit boy, a horse as fast as polished steel. He wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Pancho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. Nobody heard his dying words. That's the way it goes. All the Federalists say they could have had him any day, just let him hang around out of kindness, I suppose. But Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dust that Pancho bit down south ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they laid poor Pancho low, Lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to go. There ain't nobody knows. And all the Federalists say they could have had him any day, they just let him hang around. I suppose. Poets tell how Pancho fell. Lefty's living in a cheap motel. The desert's quiet and Cleveland's cold. So the story ends, we're told. Pancho needs your prayers, it's true, but say a few for Lefty too. He just did what he had to do. Now he's growing old. All the Federales saying they could have hired him any day, they just let him hang around out of kindness, I suppose. And a few great Federales saying they could have hired him any day, they just let him slip away. Kindness, I suppose.
When you do now, when as you move forward as a performer, and you have created, you know, a collective consciousness. You know, there's people that come in now knowing and being, yes, influenced, inspired at the very least, mm-hmm. by what they're hearing and seeing in your performance. And because you have this man of the people, you know, desire, are you gonna start thinking more about writing in the third person as opposed to the
first?
Well,
that's an interesting question. I mean, the whole business of, it's not even necessarily writing in third person, the business of fiction in songwriting, which is something that Springsteen does incredibly well. I do a friend of mine did once crack me up enormously. We were listening to Nebraska and the song Highway Patrolman, it opens with "My name is Joe Robertson." My friend said, "No, it isn't." but I mean, that idea—that's something that I've historically shied away from, mainly, certainly until the last couple of records I've done, mainly because I'm not very good at it, and I find it difficult to kind of, or I have found it difficult to emote directly through the medium of assuming another character. So you know, these are less autobiographical songs, you know, and I think they're kind of interesting. But I mean, I think at the same time, you have to be slightly careful with the word "we" in songwriting, I feel. It yeah. can be used to great effect, but I think the attempt to kind of assume kind of the popular mantle, it's like a magic eye picture. You have to do it by accident. You can't volunteer yourself for the position of spokesperson. You have to be elected almost, yeah. Do you know what I mean? And like anyone who kind of sets out to be a spokesperson for any other group of people, it just sounds naff. It sounds forced because it literally is, you know? And I think that, you know, an awful lot of my favorite bands are bands that where I do feel like they're kind of speaking for me and my collective and all the rest of it, but do you see what I mean?
Yeah, they're letting you know you're okay.
Yeah, completely.
You're okay. We're okay.
Yeah, and I mean, so one of my favorite bands of recent years is The Hold Steady, who I adore passionately. And what I love about them is that straight away, the minute that Craig opens his mouth on that first record, he's singing about me and my friends, you know, but he didn't kind of like arrive and plant a flag in the middle of my life and say, "Hi, I'm your new spokesperson." He wrote songs about his life and they turned out to be applicable to lots of people. So that's what I mean about the magic eye thing. It's like, you've got to accidentally wander into spokespersonship. You can't be kind of like, "I'm going to requisition other people's voices."
And there's a guy, and we just had Craig in a couple of weeks ago, and we talked about the very fact that his songs, his lyrical detail, there are lines in his songs where just like you said, I feel like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was there. I felt that way.
One of my favorite hobbies is introducing people to Hold Steady who I know will love them. Like, I've got friends who kind of like work in bars around London. I'm like, this guy's just written like 6 or 7 records about your life. And they're like, I don't know what you're talking about.
You know what? I'm hearing certainly in the UK and in Europe, a tour combo. You taking them along with you would be just killer.
That has
been
discussed. It has been discussed. So their fingers and toes may be crossed.
Stumbled on a thrift store that sold postcards by the yard. I bought a mile and shipped them home so I could read 10,010-word tragedies, the lies these strangers lead, to remind myself the things I need. I once wrote you love songs, never fell in love. You used to fit like mittens, but never like gloves. You left me feeling like we'd never really been in love, and not old homebound in my place in Holloway. I wondered if you even heard those songs I used to play. I wrote them as a gift for you, and in return you gave a pair of handed mittens to keep my fingers warm so I could play more ignored love songs. I once wrote you love songs, never fell in love. You used to fit like mittens, but never like gloves. And I once wrote you postcards, but you never wrote back. You promised me you would, and I'm still waiting for.
Tonight, you're going to have the opportunity to either inspire and gather, you know, just the unfettered love of all the people that come to Amoeba, or to make a complete fool of yourself. That
yes,
that well, remains to be
and,
decided.
And most shows have a dash of both, I feel.
So tonight at 6 yeah. p.m., folks who come to Amoeba will get... in certainly an intimate setting.
Yeah, definitely. I love Amoeba. I played there once before, but I mean, I sort of go there.
You will be coming back to the Mayan on October 22nd.
Indeed. We're doing
with the band.
With the band. And we're doing...
Sleeping Souls, and, well, okay,
first of all, we're doing a series of California shows. My geography around here is terrible, but I know we're doing Anaheim as well, and we're doing some stuff out in Long Beach, and then we're doing the Mayan... and that kind of thing, but also
you'll do Fingerprints in Long Beach, another great
yes
music store.
Yes, so we're doing that, and then the other thing as well is that I pick the supports for my tours. I think it's really important. You know, a big way that I came up in my career has been bands choosing me as a support. So I want to briefly mention that in October we're going to have the incredible band called Skinny Lister from Manchester, who are amazing, and a guy called Jay. Who goes on the name Beans on Toast, who is the guy who introduced me to Nebraska and all that kind of thing those many years ago. So, and he's always been an old friend and great touring buddy and musical inspiration of mine. So it's a great lineup, and everyone should always try and catch the supports.
So there you have it. That will be October 22nd, but it's tonight.
Yes, tonight.
Because two things can happen tonight. A, Frank will be performing at 6 p.m., and B, the new album, Positive Songs for Negative People, will be made readily available for purchase.
Yes.
These are two things that I want people to know.
Yes, and I will indeed be scribbling on them if that's what you want me to do.
So there you have it.
Please don't feel obliged.
So those of well, we would like them. We would like them to feel a certain sense of commitment. And certainly we are glad that you came out today. We've been looking forward to this. It's Frank Turner. It's been a wonderful session live. Thanks for coming out, Frank.
Thank you, man. Cheers.
88.5 KCSN.